All right, Mama, hand up if you want to have a no-stress holiday that is full of feel-good joy and magic of the season. Because I know it can be a challenge to do that. Even when we try to remember the reason for the season, we can get so caught up in the many to-dos and lose sight of what's really important. Because my hand is up, I've been guilty, I've been there too, and I promise you really can simplify your holidays to the point of doing what you want and what you feel is best for your family, and to minimize your financial stress, feeling joy over overwhelm, and finding time to be in the moments with your children versus panicking, getting everything else done. I want to help you go into the holidays understanding and realizing that it isn't about the accolades and expectations, but more so about being present and reducing your stress and overwhelm to feel that joy and that magic that the holiday season can bring. We are going to dive into this episode with 5 tips to simplify your holidays to make the season full of more fun, joy, and love with less stress. Let's get right to it. Hey, Mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day, and you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, comparison game, and unpredictability of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will give you a simple and sustainable approach to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life, mostly just to feel like myself again. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best, and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their family's priorities and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand to make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you're in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change, because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot. Let's overcome together. Okay. I know that I said I didn't want to overwhelm anyone with talking about the holidays so soon, but I also have to be honest with myself and with you that Thanksgiving really is only a couple weeks away. So I also want to be proactive here. So what I want to talk about today is simplifying your holiday season, because like it or not, we have started to see holiday stuff like weeks ago, so there's no more avoiding it. And truth be told, the holidays always sneak up on me too, because this season every year always brings a little more chaos to our household, and I'm not even referring to the holidays, but I am married to a hunter. That hunting widow life. And I do not like that term. It's really morbid, but it's a real saying in the hunting world. Is anyone married to a hunter? Like, anyone? Because it's rough. September to November, and throw in birthdays and anniversaries within our personal life in that mix, and mine being smack dab in the middle of opening day of every single year. I'm still trying to get my husband to change birthdays with me. But aside from the hunting season being thrown into the mix of the holidays, this time of year is also my favorite because of the magic, and the magic of those birthdays and anniversaries also within that chaos of the time frame, but the magic of the holidays. And I want to backtrack a couple, years in the past, because I've allowed myself to live through this busy season with resentment, feeling more alone because my husband was gone more, and my stress being at an all-time high, worrying about our budget, our plans, pleasing everyone. It could be so exhausting. And it took me a couple of years of allowing those stressors to consume me and my energy that I realized that I wasn't cherishing the true season and the meaning behind the holidays. I know that sounds so cliche, but I mean it. And I had to make some changes internally and externally to take back my joy in the holiday season. So when I started to focus on the simplicity of what mattered, the love, the joy, everything changed. And something I want to really challenge you here is think about the holidays in your children's eyes. Whenever I get frazzled now, I think about what they are picturing in their innocent minds and what will bring them joy. And usually it's something simple. It's the simplicity, not those extravagant things that I feel sometimes that I need to do or that I might feel pressured to be doing. And that always is an instant reset to reel it back in for me, because it's hard. The challenges, the busyness, just all the things, to see all the people, and just the holidays, it can be a very consuming and stressful time. So if you're someone who is more on the anxious side and feeling a little more overwhelmed for the holidays, I have something for you. Go to the show notes now and go get your free holiday planner to help you walk through and simplify your holidays, because the stress, the overwhelm, the chaos, it just doesn't have to be a part of the picture this year. Well, maybe the chaos, because we do have children and family gatherings, so I understand the chaos will probably always be present. But check the show notes for a link to download your free Simplify Your Holiday Planner to make this season more full of fun and joy with less stress, okay? More love, less stress. Okay, let's jump in. 5 tips to simplify your holidays. Number 1, start early. I don't necessarily think that this is the most important tip, but we are the farthest away from the holidays at this moment, so this is the best way to maximize your time. And I'm not implying to go out and decorate for Christmas before Halloween. And I already said in last week's episode that I'm not someone to even pull out our Christmas decorations right when I put away our Halloween or fall decorations, because I too need that break. What I mean by starting early is if you space out your shopping, your planning, your preparation in smaller doses throughout the holiday season, you'll be significantly calmer come those holiday eves and just the holidays in general. So don't do it all at once. Don't wait until the last minute. Start making your gift list ideas and begin writing things down, writing down your plans, your must-to-dos that will be on your agenda indefinitely, but write it down now and kind of plan ahead a little bit, because it's so much easier to enjoy being in the moment when we're able to free our minds to be present, which means we can be accomplishing things in a timely manner because we've taken that time to prep for it. Number 2 is write it down. So really piggybacking off of number 1, 2 is write it down. Start making those gift list ideas. Jot down anything special that you want to do this season. Begin writing down what plans and must-dos that are going to be on your calendar. Writing things down as they come to you is a lot less stressful than trying to do all these things last minute with no structure. So it's a framework of preparing your holiday season and doing it in the least overwhelming way. Because by writing things down, it helps you relieve your mind from trying to remember tasks that aren't happening today or even this week. Get it out of your head, right? I always say, okay, I need to close some tabs in my mind. What am I going to do? I have to write it down. Once I write it down, it's out of my mind. It's written in a space that I go to. I don't have a hard copy planner, but I have like a clipboard. I know, but I work from home and I have a clipboard, and it's really awesome. It's a clipboard that opens up and I could like store things in there. So between my Google Calendar, it syncs with, or my iCalendar, what is it called? I don't know. It syncs with my phone. My calendar on my computer syncs with the calendar on my phone, and then my hard copy clipboard that I have with post-its or whatever I have to hard copy write things down on, that's it. And I know when I have that time to do something or that notification dings on my phone from my calendar, that's where I go, either my calendar or my hard copy clipboard for stuff, okay? Writing things down also helps you clarify what you want. And it also enables you to visualize your results. When we visualize our desired outcome, we begin to see the possibility of actually achieving it. And crazy enough, it promotes positive thinking by visualizing, which will help us stay on track to be more successful in the long run. It's mind-boggling, right? And I know that was a little bit more in-depth for the just importance of writing things down, but I hope it brings some emphasis on the importance of just getting it out of your mind to be able to, one, relieve that brain space, relieve that mind space for you to not be constantly thinking. Think when you're a mom, oh my gosh, there's always a million things going on in your head. We're not always physically tired or physically exhausted. We're mentally exhausted, right? Because we're thinking of everything that has to get done or everything that we have to do or the schedules, the appointments. So by writing it down or figuring out a good system, let it be a hard copy planner or a calendar system, write it down, get it out of your mind so you're able to be more present, okay? Number three is how to not break the bank. How often are finances such a major part of what stresses us out? The holiday season, it doesn't have to put you in debt. So here are some ways to not break the bank during the holidays. The first is to save throughout the year. I understand if gift giving is your love language, it is mine. So rather than panicking those last couple months of the year, set aside small amounts that every time you get paid or every month or every quarter based on what works best for your situation. But saving throughout the year can really help with being able to come that, you know, Christmas time or birthday time. You could do this anytime, but saving throughout the year to kind of have that fund really helps alleviate that stress. Or you could also focus on making memories rather than giving material things, because so often we do feel external pressures to do more, to decorate more, to spend more, to go to those fancy places because I have to post that post or whatever, buy the more expensive present. But why? Think what values you want to be instilling in your children. There is no doubt a time and place for that quality piece or something that might be a more of a big investment. But if you're already stressing about finances this time of year, a lot of things that might be stressing you out can be taken away by a little creativity, some DIY, or quality time. Make those memories versus buying those material things. And you could keep it really simple with buying presents and avoiding the overwhelm by following that four gift rule. Have you ever heard of it? It's something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read. So if you get your children or your nieces, nephews, regardless of how many people you have to buy gifts for, really focusing on that four gift rule, something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read. It's also a great way to communicate with your children about wants versus needs. So I also like to do that. Something a little bonus tip there with communicating with your children is I'm in a big point where I'm like, I need to declutter. I need to get rid of toys. I need to do this stuff, because if we're getting more stuff from family members and just from Santa Claus and things like that, that we need to donate some things, or we need to give some toys away or put them in a rotational box to bring out next season. So it's a really good way to communicate with your children those values and morals that you want to instill with them also. And another way to not break the bank is to keep a budget and track every penny spent. This really helps you stay aware where your money goes, and it helps you from spending it on aimless things. I have a Google Sheet. I am such a fanatic for all things Google Drive, Google Docs, Google Sheets. And I have a Google Sheet for our monthly expenses, our budget. And you betcha, I have a Christmas Google Sheet that I have every cumulatively every year. You could like make a new tab. It's just like Excel. You can make a new tab. And I could look back to see how much money we spent last year. What did I buy people last year? And it helps me get ideas. And it's just a really good place. Again, the simplicity behind it, it's in one place and I know where to find it for the next coming year. And I'm always aware of where our money goes during this season. And another way to not break the bank is to utilize sales. Oh my gosh, Black Friday has turned into Black November, am I right? I find myself like checking sales every single day and I'm like, okay, I need to set like a timer and just do this like once a week because it's crazy. I don't wanna miss a sale, you know? So don't let yourself get too overwhelmed with that either. But really utilize those sales between what's your favorite stores are. Look to see when their Black Friday sales are gonna start or when they are. And use that gift list, like favorite it on Amazon, like make a wish list or something like that to be able to just check that wish list and see if those items are on sale. And the fourth tip to simplify your holidays is to learn the magic word. What is it? That magic word is no. Are your feelings or your stress or anxiety ever affected by going out of your way to answer to someone or something else? There is nothing wrong with being generous, kind, considerate, or contribute to other people's lives. Like I'm like my love language is gift giving. I feel like I have a very empathetic personality, and I love being there for people and helping them any way I can. But there is a big difference, and we have to protect our own energy, feelings, and life too. We sometimes have to say no to what doesn't serve us or our family. So how to do that this holiday season is make a list of traditions you love. ones you don't love, and don't do the ones that you don't love, okay? Start to let go of the non-essential things, the non-essential gifts, plans, meals, materials, anything that isn't essential, start to let it go. Say no. No, it is okay to say no to plans that put you out or stress you out or make your life more difficult, okay? And I do want to note here, because it's totally easier said than done, I know that we have to consider relatives and extended family. So I understand that we have to sometimes do things we don't really want to do, or that stress of a long trip to see that extended family or whatever it might be. So this tip is more so for the fact of those fluff and filler type things that don't add value to you or the quality of your family. So get on the same page with your spouse and your loved ones to alleviate any expectations or future disagreements when that time comes. And something else I want to plug here is to start your day by writing 1 to 5 things that you are grateful for. Expressing gratitude is such a positive exercise to help boost your mood and focus on those positives and all the good in your life. Because when you are struggling with saying no, possibly, or struggling mentally to keep it all together this season, look back at that gratitude list. If whatever you're struggling with isn't on that list, maybe it's time to use that magic word. 5, think like a balanced mom method mama, aka build a simple holiday around what matters to you. Remember back to when I said I started to focus on the simplicity of what mattered, the love, the joy, and that's when things started to change, with really alleviating that a lot of that stress and overwhelm during my holidays. The backstory leading up to that was because I was so exhausted and I was just done. I was done getting so stressed and anxious about it all, and I wasn't actually enjoying the holidays. I was done worrying about everything being perfect, which held me back from really being able to live in the moments. I was done with the overwhelm. I was done with having those financial burdens. I was done with the fear of burning out trying to do it all. And it was crippling. And circling it all together, like, I wasn't enjoying myself. And for why, right? Like, my children, I wanted to see the light in their eyes. I wanted to enjoy it. I wanted to relive my holidays, because we could relive the holiday season with the magic of Santa Claus and with the magic of how they feel during this time of year. So what is it for you? If you struggle through the holidays and want to bring back some joy, how do you currently feel? How do you want to feel and live through the holidays? What is important to you? I feel it is so normal for us to want things to be perfect, but I challenge you to ask, for who? For what? Sometimes we get so captivated in that surface of it, right? That when we answer, for example, well, I want it to be perfect for our kids. I get it. You know, I do. But do they want an overstressed mom trying to make everything perfect based on her expectations of what she thinks that her children want? Or do they want a present mom who they can feel is truly there with them, experiencing that magic with them? We can think differently and rework our mind in a sense to focus on all that you're grateful for and all that you do have versus what you lack and feel that you're not meeting up to this season, and all the moments and time spent with loved ones versus those material things that cost money and really hold little to no meaning, and being present versus trying to do everything and be everything, to do everything perfect to the point that you miss out on those important things because you're focusing on those darn place settings being just right, you know? And when we remember back, it's not those perfect decorations or that savory meal that you spent days slaving over. It's the light in your children's eyes, the traditions and moments that you spend together, the laughs, the memories that you're making. It's so easy to get lost in all the plannings, all the to-dos, all the gifts to buy and the food to make. But please don't allow that to make you lose sight of what you want your holidays to be. For me, it's memorable and not materialistic. It's simple and frugal. It's less stress and more joy. The best experience for my children. Less busy with more peace. Less excess and more gratitude. That's how I want my holidays to be. So what is it for you? And reminder, the holiday season isn't a time to lose sight of you either. So there are sheets in your Simplify Your Holiday planner to get clear on your goals and intentions while not losing sight of what truly matters. And another plug for that planner, all things holiday preparation, there's those goals, those intentions, that gratitude, budget lists, gift lists, shopping lists, menu, grocery lists, calendars. This planner will help you keep track of all the things to stay organized all in one place. Because again, I'm all about that simplicity piece. I want to go to one place to get it all, right? So I go to my calendar to know what I have to do. And I use that holiday planner that is in my clipboard to know what I have to do specifically for the holiday season. So go get your free holiday planner by grabbing the link in the show notes. And to wrap up the juicy meat of this episode, I feel like I talked so fast, but I'm so passionate about just the topics of mindful habits. I know this podcast, this show, I hope it doesn't like get too broad, because we always want to reel it back into those mindful habits. And the mindful habit in this episode is simplicity. That mindful habit of intentionally really focusing on the simplicity piece of life. What matters? What truly matters within your life? Sit down and really think about that. So let's make a pact, okay? Let's make a pact to choose what really matters this season, to choose happiness this holiday season. By implementing those tips above, starting early, writing it down, not breaking the bank, learning the magic word, and thinking like a balanced mom method mom, I hope you could kiss that stress and overwhelm goodbye. Because we always strive to make everything perfect with great intentions. Of course, we are always have the intentions to do this for our family or to do this for our kids, but when sometimes that closest thing to perfection is the simplicity, is the happiness, is truly doing what matters most, and it comes down to those small, memorable holiday experiences. So I ask you, if this episode resonated with you at all or relieved any weight off your shoulders, is leaving you feeling heard or empowered, please tag me and share this episode to your stories for another mom to find it, or directly send it to another mom who might find it beneficial. My Instagram is at Naturally Empowered Living, and also join our motherhood empowerment community to vent it out, because no stress does not mean no chaos, okay? We are here for you, mama. This is always a safe space to come hang out, and the chaos will be real. Like, there are so many moving parts during the holidays, and we're not going to be able to alleviate 100% of the stress, 100% of the overwhelm, but by utilizing these tips to really get our minds in check, that mindful habit of choosing simplicity, choosing happiness, I really feel that you'll find this season, if you've struggled in the past, you'll find this season a little more enjoyable with less stress. But come vent it out with us in our motherhood empowerment community, because I know that chaos will be high. I don't know how many kids you have, but put families together, put different dynamics together. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be fun. It's going to be full of joy, but I want to hear some crazy stories. So we are here for you in the motherhood empowerment community. Check the show notes below to join. All the links that I mentioned in this show are in the show notes. And cheers to an amazing, minimal stress, full of love and joy and chaos this holiday season. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough, mama. I'm sending my love and light.
Thank you for finding this episode very well worth for farming. Please, we mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.